Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in live to Step the Game Up Saturdays. Diva Mary Kay, showcasing nothing but successful independent businesses. Call us up at 347-850-1521 and step your game up.
What you looking at?
Step your game up.
What you waiting for?
Step your game up.
Gonna come on in the dust.
Step your game up.
Drop it to the floor and just
step your game up.
You a kid.
Step your game up.
Oh, you drink gin.
Step your game up.
Is that your friend?
Step your game up.
Nigga, you with you can't
step your game up.
Step your game up, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. It's Saturday, y'all, October the 6th, and we are stepping our game up. Make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. Also, don't forget to jump in our chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Get in the chat room. Add your two cents in. Of course, we got Step Your Game Up Saturdays with Jay Biggs. Of course, he is the host of the show, and I am the co-host. I want you guys to take the time out to go to the top of the screen now that you're already here and follow the show. We got a lot of good stuff going on for you guys today. Make sure you follow the show. Go to the top of the page on Blog Talk Radio and follow the show. We're going to have special guests live in the building from Spaced Out Magazine. The Real Young Banks is going to be live in, and he's going to be teaching y'all, talking to y'all about stepping y'all game up on the magazine tip. So we're going to go ahead and get our host live in the building, Jay Biggs. Jay Biggs, are you here with us yet?
What it do? What's going on? It's the kid, Jay Biggs. You already know what it is. We on here on Step Your Game Up Saturdays. We stepping our games up, stepping your game up. You know, we got a popping show tonight, man. We gonna get into it real quick. We gonna get into some music, and we gonna talk to my homie, you know what I'm saying, from Spaced Out Magazine. We gonna talk about how y'all can step y'all game up on this magazine tip. Plus, we're going to help y'all in a couple of other areas in life. Last week, we had my friend, my personal friend, Lyle, on the show to discuss a disease that's pretty scary. It's pretty bad for women out here. It's called hyperemesis gravidarum. For those who might not be familiar with it, basically it's a... To sum, if I could sum it up, it's really just a really nasty disease that affects women who are pregnant. Those who have it causes a large variety of symptoms, heavy morning sickness, just feelings of just I don't want to be here, I don't want to live, I don't want this baby, get this thing up out of me. Lasts for about 6 to 9, could be 6 to 9 months, your whole pregnancy. Is pretty terrible. We were talking about that with Lyle on the line, and big shout out to Lyle. He gave us a lot of information about that, him and his organization, and a lady by the name of Ashley McCall that authored a book, not just for women with hyperemesis, but also the children of the women with hyperemesis. So if you know, interested in that, go Google Ashley McCall and cop her book. You know, support that. Support that lady. She's doing really, really big things out here. This week, I think we want to talk about marriage in the black community. Like, what's going on? Why we not marrying one another? You know, like God intended for us to do. But I think we're going to get into some music first, right? Is that what we're going to do?
Oh, yeah. However you want to get into.
Yeah, we're going to get into that music first. We're going to play this LK joint, right? This is my man LK. It's a new song from him called Trash Cans, featuring my man Reggie Mack. You know, shout out and prayers go out to Reggie Mack. I had heard some bad news about him. He just discovered he has a tumor in his brain, and gonna have surgery on that, so we hopefully he can have a speedy recovery. I wish him well. I've done plenty of songs with this man, and he's a very talented, very marvelous individual. He's been in the game for a minute. So I want to send my prayers out to him first off. But LK, my mentor, man, Trash Cans, you know, that's the name of the track. You can find that off the new album, Sunrise by Sunset Terrace.
LK. Young Raven on the track. Come on, let's do this. Trash cans in the broken bottles don't mean that you won't have a better tomorrow. Just dream big, no matter who you are. Cause baby doll, you could be a ghetto superstar. Trash cans in the broken bottles don't mean that you won't have a better tomorrow. Just dream big, no matter who you are. Cause little younger, you could be a ghetto superstar. I know every single day it's a constant fight. Go to sleep with your stomach on, eat at night. Sometimes you don't have heat or light. Gotta wear hand-me-downs that don't fit you right. Sounds of gunfire, you pitch your sleep at night. And you pray a straight bullet don't take your life. Every day you're struggling, trying to keep the fight. Even though we see your future ain't looking bright. But at the end of the tunnel, there's a glimmer of light. You try to stay focused and adjust your sight. You think to yourself that maybe you just might see a rainbow in a world that's black and white. The clouds disappear and you see sunlight. So you look up, hoping you can reach new height. You try to hang tight and continue to write. Cause you know one day your dreams will take flight. Yo, trash hands in the broken bottles don't mean that you won't have a better tomorrow. Just dream big, no matter who you are. Cause baby doll, you could be a ghetto superstar. Trash hands in the broken bottles don't mean that you won't have a better tomorrow. Just dream big, no matter who you are. Cause little younger, you could be a ghetto superstar. Every day at school, they talk about the clothes you wear. Laugh and crack jokes on how you wear your hair. You got problems at home, but they don't care. So you think to yourself, life's so unfair. Mommy hurt, cause daddy got a love affair. Relationship broken, can't be repaired. Every night you lay in bed and say your prayer. Please, God, come down, wipe away my tear. Can't concentrate in class, so you sit and stare. Dreaming of better places and how you wish you was there. But one day it became crystal clear. You can make your life better only if you dare. 10 years later, it's your world premiere. Got new gear and a new career. Your life crossed over to a new frontier. And now you're shining bright like a chandelier. Yeah. Trash hands in the broken bottles don't mean that you won't have a better tomorrow. Just dream big, no matter who you are. Cause baby doll, you could be a ghetto superstar. Trash hands in the broken bottles don't mean that you won't have a better tomorrow. Just dream big, no matter who you are. Cause little younger, you could be a ghetto superstar. You used to sleep in the home with heat. Now you in the street, laying on the hard concrete. Can't sleep, ain't got nothing to eat. You feeling weak, thinking how your future's bleak. Holes in the soles of the shoes on your feet. Runny nose, same clothes you worn all week. You trying to swim, but the water deep. You trying to climb out, but the hill is steep. So you feel like your life's on the end of defeat. Until one day you finally see the mountain peak. You start working, trying to get back on your feet. Hurt money like sheep, as ends start to meet. Feeling more confident every time you speak. Work hard to win, not just to compete. You went from the street straight up to Wall Street. And then you living sweet in the penthouse suite. Yeah. Trash hands in the broken bottles don't mean that you won't have a better tomorrow. Just dream big, no matter who you are. Cause baby doll, you could be a ghetto superstar. Trash hands in the broken bottles don't mean that you won't have a better tomorrow. Just dream big, no matter who you are. Cause little younger, you could be a ghetto superstar. Trash hands in the broken bottles don't mean that you won't have a better tomorrow. Just dream big, no matter who you are. Cause baby doll, you could be a ghetto superstar. Trash hands in the broken bottles don't mean that you won't have a better tomorrow. Just dream big, no matter who you are. Cause little younger, you could be a ghetto superstar. Trash cans in the broken bottles don't mean that you won't have a better tomorrow. Just dream big, no matter who you are. Cause baby doll, you could be a ghetto superstar. Trash cans in the broken bottles don't mean that you won't have a better tomorrow. Just dream big, no matter who you are. Cause little younger, you could be a ghetto superstar.
Exciting things are happening at Burger King.
Welcome to Burger King.
What's in those new chicken snack wraps?
What's in the new chicken wrap? Mary?
Crispy chicken, fresh lettuce, three cheeses, fresh dressing, wrapped up in a tasty lava sauce.
the new chicken snack wraps. Come and get it at Burger King.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl Shawan in the building.
You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501, the guru of viral marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is rolling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website design, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
On your side, the enemy to your doubt. Believe you can achieve what you dream. Cause when you look back, it never was really as hard as it seemed. Who told you that you had to sell drugs to rap? Who told you that a college degree was just some paper on a plaque? But how you gonna do that when you think you're too dumb? Or you're trying to do the things that everybody else does just to be accepted? Cause you're not good enough, but you're great enough. All you need is a little trust and some confidence. You the best you can be. Soon as you stop doubting, you'll see what I see.
I could be a lawyer, doctor, or teacher, but how can I do that if I have all these doubts? I'm staring in the mirror, seeing my reflection, telling me I had things to figure out. I'm working on my craft, a work in progress. I'm doing what I do, I'm living in my truth. Yes, I have freedom at my discretion, and the path I chose, I no longer doubt.
They say I can do whatever I put my mind to, long as I focus ahead, ignore my behind view. They used to say, never give up. I say, I'm trying to. Easier said than done. You said, like some you. Girl, you can do it all. Intelligent and beautiful. Heaven sent angels so far from the usual. The men try to tell you that your place is in the kitchen. How you should be a housewife, but you ain't gotta listen. You would make a good wife, a little man in the first verse. All you gotta do is stay true and let your words work. You can be the next Maya Angelou, the next Oprah, the next Lisa Leslie, the next Roxy Rosa. Reach for your goals and surpass them. And any other females wanna hate, don't join them, just outclass them. And the boys gon' respect you even more, cause you ain't have to use sex to score. You ain't have no doubt.
I could be a lawyer, doctor, or teacher, but how can I do that if I have all these doubts? I'm staring in the mirror, seeing my reflection, telling me I had some things to figure out. I'm working on my craft, a work in progress. I'm doing what I do, I'm living in my truth. Yes, I have freedom at my discretion, and the path I chose, I no longer doubt.
This is my life, and it can get crazy sometimes. They say there's no church in the wild, but I'm saved, and it feels good. I'm just like you, we're one and the same. Oh yeah, we struggle, and I've been naive, which led me to battle a war. And people have tried to knock me down along the way, just like my deadbeat father. It's like the portrait of life. I can't doubt, or I would never find the answer.
I could be a lawyer, doctor, or teacher, but how can I do that if I have all these doubts? I'm staring in the mirror, seeing my reflection, telling me I have things to figure out. I'm working on my craft, a work in progress. I'm doing what I do, I'm living in my truth. Yes, I have freedom at my discretion, and the path I chose, I no longer doubt.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Step the Game of Saturdays, each and every Saturday 5 p.m. on the west to 8 p.m. on the east. Big shout out to the west. Y'all know that y'all the best. To the east, y'all the beast. To the north, no port. To the south, no doubt. We definitely getting it in. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. I told y'all that we was going to have special guest Young Banks, owner of Spaced Out Magazine, live in the building. Big shout out to Future Guru 100. But Diva likes to give a little info about the people who we have. Come on, we got a lot with Jay Biggs. We're going to be talking about marriage and real life topics. So y'all make sure y'all call us up, 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. Also, you can jump in our chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. I want all my listeners, all my followers, Facebook, Twitter, Moto, MySpace tag, all the social networking sites to check out this magazine. It has a lot of great content in it. It's Spaced Out Magazine, new media outlet that focuses on the facts.
Mm-hmm.
I got to repeat that.
On
focused
the
on the facts.
Nah, so
Spaced
ain't no
Out
time,
Magazine.
Lloyd. Ain't no tabloid, no inquirer.
Yeah, no world star hip hop, no none of that. That's my personal opinion. Diva Ebony B does not support world star hip hop. I support my people. I'm not going to exploit them. But just a little information. We got Young Banks live in the building. I'm going to let him represent himself. But Spaced Out Magazine was founded in October 2011 by owner Ruber J. Wood and Ivana, if I'm saying it wrong, I apologize, Potts, only to be put on hold for almost a year. In June of 2012, a test issue was released by Spaced Out Magazine to the public to critique, which made possible the comments you read below. Hopefully, the revival of publications are ready because Spaced Out Magazine is making its entrance with a storm. Spaced Out Mag, or SOMS.O.M, is a new media outlet that has presented their very first issue June of this year. Following with the well-put-together website, which is true, you can most definitely say that the media outlet is the next Rolling Stone. Going on to their website, you can find many new stories published, artists who are on the rise, and also signed and major artists. Not to mention the vast amount of video on the website that make it pop off. That's a short little presentation. If you want to get more, you want to go to www.spacedoutmagazine.com. Again, that's www.spacedoutmagazine.com and read, people. Read. Without further ado, we're going to have Young Banks live in the building to talk about Spaced Out Magazine. Young Banks, welcome to Step Your Game Up Saturdays. How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's good with y'all?
We are doing fantastic.
So what's up, man?
What's going on? You know, I'm Space Age J. You Spaced Out Magazine. What's going on? We out of space, man. We doing it, man. We from outer space. You know, let's we need a collab or something, you know, because we spaced all the way around. We got space somewhere. So you know, let's hook up, man. Tell us a little bit about the magazine.
Well, like she was saying, it was originally founded in October 2011, and I am the owner, so you see my real name, Ruben Wood. So, pretty much, I mean, we just focus on the facts and giving people real exclusive stuff instead of the gossip or creating different stories. We pretty much just bring people what's real in entertainment news and what's going on in the actual news itself.
And that's, see, I can respect that, man, because I, for one, you know what I'm saying, I'm not even going to lie. Like, I was just in the grocery store earlier, man, and, you know, I got my little man with me. So we be checking out, man. I look over and all you see is like inquiring and gossip, you know what I mean? Just, you know, I think a Double XL, you know, they had that up there and it was just like, you know, shy. I mean, nothing against Double XL, man, but I want to educate my people, you feel me? I want to see some facts. I want to see some something that we can learn from in my grocery store, man.
Yeah, so I respect that, man.
I respect that you know, you're doing something that we can get that's factual, that you can teach people with it, you know what I mean? I heard there's a column. I heard there's particular columns, and Diva was telling me the other day that there was a particular column in there about marriage.
About marriage?
Marriage, I think, yeah, it was about marriage, something about marriage. It was like a write-up or something like that.
No, it was about eating healthy. My bad.
Eating healthy, that's what it was. I'm sorry, I'm not mixing up the topics. Yeah, it was about eating healthy.
Yeah, health and fitness. I was really attracted to that because I think it's so important that we eat healthy, and especially our community. And when I say our community, I want you guys to understand. For those who stepping their game up today, understand means you have unlimited information, and understand means you have unlimited information. So health and fitness, too much thought spells health trouble for kids. And I was taking a look at the health and fitness section on spacedoutmagazine.com, and children are eating too much salt, and as adults, according to a new report, and experts are concerned. Why did you decide to put this in here? Did it hit home for you, or did you just feel like it was relevant to put it in Spaced Out Magazine?
I feel like it's relevant because that kind of goes back to the different topics that we, you know, touch on. That's why we're a different magazine than what you read nowadays, you know, because we actually touch on what's real. Because 95% of the magazines you read, whether it's XXL, The Source, even Rolling Stone, they're not really touching on something that's telling people, okay, you need to go eat right. But they do have a lot of, you know, articles and news about what's going on in the entertainment world, but at the same time, what's going on in the real world, too, with the working class and the regular people who are out here buying this stuff.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, I know, like I said, I can attest to that because, like, you know, I see it a lot, man, you know, where it's like, You get one of these, man. You get. I'm not gonna throw no names out there, but like I was reading the magazine.
I will.
I'm trying to be civil over here. I'm trying to be a little civil.
Amen.
Yeah.
And the church say amen.
Amen. I'm not gonna throw nobody under the bus. But it's like, you know, the only way you're gonna learn about, you know, eating healthier and fitness is if you pick up the actual fitness and health magazine, you know. But you'll see 10 different magazines from different companies, Young Bang was saying, Rolling Stone. You'll see different things about, like, oh, so-and-so is kissing or dating so-and-so, and so-and-so cheated on so-and-so. And you get a lot of that, man. It's not really advancing our culture and our community, talking about who's dating who and who's having babies by who. You understand? I mean, you understand what I'm saying? That's why I said, like I said, I can respect that. I got a question for you, man. Like, in addition to like the health topic, the fitness and health, like, what can we expect for Spaced Out Magazine, you know, to write in the future? Like, what, you know, what kind of? I know you probably don't want to focus strictly on health. You might want to bounce around. Like, you know, what could we expect in the future?
Well, for the retail issue, there's coming actual nationwide stores. You can pretty much expect something about fitness, about culture. And when I say culture, I mean American culture.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of magazines that don't even really give credit to producers or DJs or radio people, but we do. Instead of just artists. So, You know, we pretty much encompass everything that people will want to read about, but sometimes can't read about, or they got to go to five different other magazines to read about. We got.
Okay, and just for the sake of the listeners and the audience, when we're talking people, we're talking black people or whomever, like anybody, just white people, black people. Okay. Yeah, I just want to make that known. You know, it's not just a all black magazine. White people, you don't have to be afraid. Don't run from us. You know,
Russian,
we're not racist.
Korean, Somalian.
We love everybody.
Hindus, everybody need to check out this magazine because Diva is definitely not going to talk about something that does not have nothing to do with the community. And the hotlines, we see you lighting up. Yes, we have the Real Young Bank live in the building, the owner of Spaced Out Magazine. We see y'all. We're about to get to y'all in a few seconds. But Diva does not talk to people who are talking about BS. The whole Step Your Game Up with me and Jay Biggs do on the show, we are feeding and educating the community. That's what it's all about. And, you know, Young Bank, you can correct me on this because I'm not necessarily one. You know, I have all types of different conversations all day, 24 hours a day. But some things I have to cut off. Like, I don't really like talking about BS. I feel like there's... People, it's a lot of people that's activists, but it take a real queen or king to be an actionist. A lot of people just going to give you lip service. That's not something that I need. I'm not looking for lip service. I'm looking for the people who are taking action. So if you're talking about some BS, you know, sometimes we talk about the mess that go on in the industry and out the industry and hot mess news. We do it on Frontline Fridays, but... I honestly feel like I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to give it any type of power. Like, molestation is something that we need to talk about. But even when it comes to Illuminati, I feel like in order for something to get power, it needs to be popular. And I can be wrong. I always stand for correction. But in order for something to get power, it needs popularity. And there's just certain things that I just don't give my power nor my popularity to because it doesn't deserve it. Period.
And that's 100% real. That's 100% real and 100% right.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
let's go
so
to the hotline to get
some... I was just going
go
to say that.
Let's go to the hotline to get some love. We got the Real Young Bank live in the building, owner of Space Out Magazine, and you now live on Step Your Game Up Saturdays with Diva Ebony B and Jay Biggs 862. You on the spot on the grind. Holla at us.
What's good with you, Ebony B? Jay Black, your boy Jersey. How do all this money make? I got my sights on, baby.
I got my sights on, baby. Big shout out to Jersey live in the building, Money Meet. We appreciate you coming through the Step Your Game Up Saturdays. You got any questions for The Real Young Bank? Y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter, www.twitter.com, The Real Young Bank. He is the owner of Spaced Out Magazine. You got any questions for our special guest tonight?
I just basically tuning into the show. I heard a couple of things you were stating.
That's definitely what's up. Money Meek, I want you to go right now on your computer, right now, wherever you are, www.spacedoutmagazine.com. Again, www.spacedoutmagazine.com. Check out the website, check out the foundation, check out the retail list, check out the news, check out everything that's going on, because I'm going to get back to you because I want your feedback. Feedback is so important.
I'm going to it right now, Dave. And I'd like to apologize for last night. You know, I was out in Livingston, New Jersey, having a little eat out, a couple of colleagues and whatnot. So, you know, I lost the service on the show. So.
Oh, that's cool, baby. It's all love. It's all love over here on Diva Spot Radio. We showing love. This is what it's all about. The Real Young Banks, tell us about your foundation, and we're going to get back to the phone lines. Tell us about the Media Foundation. Step our games up on that.
Okay, on the SOM Media Foundation, it's basically we're trying to give 5 students a year, like $2,000 apiece, for like anything that they're going to college for in the media and arts field, which could be, you know, music, video, photography, even culinary arts. Because I know myself, because I was actually a student at the Art Institute of Atlanta, how expensive that can be. And it's not
really. I applaud you, sir. I just want to jump in with that, man, because Jay, if everybody who truly knows me, I'm for the kids more than anything. Like, I mean, first and foremost, you know, because without the kids, there's no future. So, I mean, I commend you for that, man. I take my hat off to you, bruh. You know what I mean? I think that's a wonderful thing. And, you know, I mean, especially on culinary arts, man, because I feel like we need more chefs out here, man. It's like a dying trend that we're not cooking enough for ourselves anymore, man. We eating out too much, people. We need to stop that. We need to learn how to cook again, man. Real talk.
That is definitely true. And we definitely gonna give you a round of applause, young man. Come on now. Yeah. We definitely gonna give you a round of applause. Let's go to the hotline because I got another question. Let's go back to the hotline. We got Future Guru 100 live in the building. Where we at?
Yeah, I just wanted to say shout out to Diva. Yeah. Can you hear me?
We need live. We hear you loud and clear, man.
Hey, what's up, Jay Biggs? What's up, Diva? And shout out to Spiffed Out Magazine. Shout out to the Real Young Bank. Follow him on Twitter. It's The Real Young Bank with a Y-U-N-G. So I want to give a shout out to Diva Ebony B for having Space Age Spaced Out Magazine on the air, because it's real important that people know that it's a new magazine on the shelves in November. And my man been working hard at this and putting it together like that. So, you know, we're going to promote the show afterwards. You're all going to see it all on the Twitter if you're listening. And please, like, approach us, you know, for advertising. Because, you know, when people come on the air and find out about a show like this and a magazine like this, this is for building your brand and building your business. So it's not just music, it's business. And y'all already described some of the content of the magazine, and we really appreciate Step Your Game Up Saturday, a platform for entrepreneurs. Appreciate that, Diva Ebony B. And Space Out Magazine, do your thing. You know I'm with you, bro.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for calling,
of course.
Thanks for the phone call.
We want to get some, most definitely, we want to get some love to Fluffy Girl Radio in the chat room. She said, I get down in the kitchen. Can't do it no other way. That's what I'm talking about. Fluffy Girl Radio says, I get down in the kitchen. I even get down in the kitchen.
Fluffy Girl
needs to send
Jay Biggs some food. Jay Biggs is starving. Space Age Jay.
Yeah, we need
some
food up at the studio, Fluffy Girl Radio.
We need some food right now.
Yeah, I need more green.
I need to see what Fluffy Girl do in the kitchen.
Yes, we need to. And one thing that I have noticed, and Young Bakes, I don't know if you. Well, you can comment on this, that my honey bunny, he puts salt and hot sauce on everything. Do you hear me? Everything. I mean, eggs. Every time I cook a meal, he busts out the red hot sauce.
Then he busts out the what's that sauce called?
Well, you know the hot sauce. The hot sauce is just there to cover up all the mistakes. You know, if it tastes like some trash, they throw the hot sauce on it, and it tastes like gold now after that. You know, that's all the hot sauce is there for.
Hold up now. I like hot sauce, and I put hot sauce on everything. I like hot sauce, whether the food, and I don't eat nasty food, so I like good food, and I like hot sauce on it. And
do you know it's good, though? Like, do it taste the same without the hot sauce?
Red hot sauce. This message brought to you by Red Hot Hot Sauce.
We got an endorser on the line. He's endorsing Red Hot. I got some Red Hot in my cabinet, matter of fact. You know, I don't even use it. It's untouched. Just untouched hot sauce sitting in my cabinet. But shout out to Red Hot, though. Young Banks, you still on the line?
Yes.
Yeah, what's good, partner? So, I mean, how do you feel, you know, about the magazine, like, the future of the magazine, you know, and I mean, I'm stuck on just the giving back to the children, man. That's a big thing for me, man. I love to see people giving back to children. I do that myself. I love the kids. I'm all about the kids. But where do you see the magazine in like the next 10 years?
Well, actually, I see the magazine like as one of the number one magazines, just because of what we focus on and what we bring to the table, you know, because we're not just like a magazine company. We also offer, you know, promotional services to companies and artists as well on the website. And we also have a lot of other things that are coming throughout from Spaced Out Magazine. So it's you know, it's a lot going on. It's a lot happening now. There's people supporting us and, you know, they jumping on board with us, and definitely appreciate that and shout out to them, because a lot of things is about to happen. So
that's what's up, man. Well, if I can get one more question there for you, man. I noticed that, you know, I'm a real big. I study the industry, you know, and I study the trends and the business and everything, and I just want to get your opinion, like, how do you feel, you know, a lot of these magazines, if you notice, they're starting to drop off, you know, like one big magazine that I know of that is no longer in publication, at least in print publication, is King Magazine, which used to be real big because, you know, they would have the hunt, you know, the hot looking females and video chicks, you know, they make, you know, centerfolds out of them and do, you know, interviews and reports on them. So, I mean, how do you feel about, you know, a lot of these magazines are dropping off? Like, that doesn't bother you at all, you know, doesn't kind of give you a little bit of, you know, kind of set you back, you know, make you feel a little uncomfortable a little bit?
No, it doesn't, because, you know, we have the online version and the retail version. But really, it kind of goes back to how many people really support what you're doing, what you're talking about, and just the campaign in itself is genuine. Because, you know, so many people nowadays, it doesn't matter what race they are, everyone loves music, everyone loves culture of some sort, everyone loves food or, you know, health and fitness, just everything that we're talking about. It would interest them. I mean, you talk about the King Magazine, but after a while, I mean, you see enough women, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, that's cool, it's whatever.
Yeah.
But if you see something that's constantly being relevant to you, you know, you like, okay, I can actually read this, whether they picking it up and buying it that day or they coming back and getting it. So.
Right. I mean,
yeah,
the only reason I'm asking that, man, is because, I mean, you sound like you're doing a lot for the community. You know what I mean? I don't like to speak negativity like that, but I love to see this magazine grow on and prosper and become one of the number one in the country, you know, or if not the world, you know. I wanted to live long and prosper, you know what I mean? So I appreciate you coming on and talking about it. And for those, you know, for everyone listening, go check out Spaced Out Magazine on the come up, you know what I mean? And they're doing big things for the community, just like we are. We here, Step Your Game Up Saturdays. I'm Space Ace J. My girl Diva Ebony B.
I'm here. My bad, you guys. I knocked my microphone out, so.
Yeah, one thing
I do want to
say
about my honey.
I want to say one thing, Diva and Space J. I like the questions that Space AJ was speaking on, and the reason why this magazine is going to be successful is it's because it's covering a wider demographic. I like how he explained the situation with King Magazine, you know. And if you continue to be one-dimensional, people are going to lose interest. That's really one of the reasons why you don't see King Magazine. And you know, it's not that they wasn't on their grind. It's nothing like that. I think that we got to bring variety to the people right now. People are demanding more stuff, and you have to create interest. And that's what we're trying to do through the social media, from a social media standpoint, because that's very important to carry the brand. You can't carry the brand if you don't pique anyone's interest. And, you know, I wanted to touch on that, and that's going to be a big part of what we're trying to do, is have people go check for it when they go to the stores like Walmart and 7-Eleven and Kroger and Barnes & Noble. We're going to touch the people and make sure that they know about Spaced Out magazine. We want them to go look for it. We want to pique that curiosity and want them to have them go peek at it when they get to the stores. And like Young Frank explained, it's also going to be available online as a digital copy. And you know what? It's going to be priced just right for you people, and the advertising rates are going to be priced right, and we want everybody to come lock in the spot as an advertiser. And we want people to think of this as an entrepreneurship in terms of entrepreneurship and building up your company and your music. Like, that's just one of the ways we're just going to do it, and we're just going to bring exciting things to the magazine. And, that was some good questions that y'all asked today, man. You know, I appreciate y'all for letting this be heard today, man. Real talk.
That's definitely
show,
what's
man.
Up, Guru. I
the
wanted
show,
to
man.
Go into this because, of course, I'm going into the news. And the app, when you pull it up online on your phone, not the app, excuse me, when you go to spacedoutmagazine.com on your telephone, it's so smooth. Like, I really like how it looks on my phone. I'm on the go. I'm doing a million things at one time. But one thing that stuck out to me was one of these stories, and I wanted to ask you about this, Young Bae. It says, so what? Man kills himself and family over possibility of Obama re-election. And this was posted on September the 29th, 2012, by Lindsay Paul from Global Grind Stats. And it goes to basically says a man has recently killed his family and then committed suicide over the fear President Obama being reelected this upcoming election. That's super stupid, crazy. And I really want, when you saw this story, you know, what was your first thoughts, Young Bae, when you saw this, like, for real?
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of, I don't even know, because it's crazy when you see the reaction that people give to the whole president election debate and everything, no matter what race is, because people try to make this a whole, you know, black-white thing or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, at the end of the day, for the people who are voting, you know, it's their personal decision. If they want to vote for, let them vote, because if that's who they feel like to run their country, you know, that's up to them. Because it's
man,
so
I
much
wanna,
controversy. Go ahead.
No, I'm going to cut you off, bro. I just want to jump in there, you know, while we're talking about, you know, the Obama and the election. I just want to encourage everyone within the sound of this radio show, I want to encourage everyone to get out there and vote, man, because that's a real serious thing right there. You know, you constitutional right. You got a right to vote. You got a right to picking who you want to run your country, man. We was just out here in the streets of D.C., you know, at a high school, junior high school, I'm sorry, shooting a video earlier. Shout out to my man Diesel. We was out there shooting a video, and he kind of went in on Mitt Romney, Mittens Romney. We call him Mittens. You know what I mean? He kind of went in on Mittens a little bit. So, I mean, yeah, man, just I encourage everybody, let your voice be known, man. Vote. Get out and vote.
And
go
register
to, polls.
To vote. Register to vote is so important, and a lot of people who are receiving welfare and PANF don't even know that they already fill out the form, that they're already registered. So I encourage you to go to www.canivote.org. Again, that's www.canivote.org. If you're going to speak on the presidential debate and voting and whatnot, you want to be registered. And if you're not registered, this is what I got to say to you right here.
Oh, you want to hit people with garbage cans. Now I got to cut you.
I got to cut you. I got to cut you. You got to register. It's so important for you to register to vote. I'm encouraging everybody that I come in contact to register to vote, because it won't make any sense for you to go to the voting polls if you're not registered. So it's very, very important. But this is some hot mess news. A man killed himself over the possibility of Obama getting another term. Two terms, fool, two terms. That's all I got to say. Big shout out to my queen. But yeah, that's not what worked. I think it was more than him just killing himself and killing his family. But I'm glad that you guys put this up on Spaced Out Magazine, because it shows how anal and how seriously people can get within their minds. Like, you killed your family and killed yourself because another term. He only gets 8 years. Like, really? I don't know.
I think he was just done with life. Like, for real, he wanted to blame it on that man, but he was done with life, man. He just was done. He couldn't deal with life anymore.
That's definitely what's up.
And they'll put anything on Obama, you know, to make him sound bad, you know, like he did something wrong, so.
Obama made me beat my kids. Obama made me not pay my car insurance. Obama made me crash my car. Obama made me slap my baby mother. Obama got me locked up. It's all his fault. People, take accountability. My people, take accountability and start doing something for yourself. And you start complaining. We, not you, thank you, God, we start complaining about, oh, they hired other people to come in and do this construction work, or they hired people from overseas to come and do these jobs. Then you need to go down to your state senator, or you need to go and say, wait a minute, why are they getting these jobs and we sitting right here unemployed? Holler at them.
You got your rights, people. Go exercise your right. Not just your right to vote. Contact your congressman. Contact your state officials. Let them know, you know, if you're not happy with the way things are in your community. You got to make your voice heard, take a stand, and let everybody know. The only way you're going to get things to change if you're not happy with it is if you step up and you say something. Step up. Step your game up. Go out there. Talk to these people. That's what you put them in office for.
Young Bae, one more question for me before we go into a music break. I want you to tell everybody about the packages. Also about space businesses, you are definitely making it affordable for people to get advertisement in this magazine. This magazine is definitely getting a lot of exposure, a lot of push, a lot of support, and your packages are very affordable. So I want you to tell the people about that now. Independent business owners and artists, pay attention, because we're bringing it to you. It's right here.
Well, as far as the basic package or the biz or talent ad, it's only $30, and it also includes email blasts with it and one free digital download copy of the issue. For the next package, it's the $50 half-page write-up, which most artists have been getting, and it includes them to be featured on the website, 5 email blasts, and, again, a free digital download copy. And then next you have the $100 full-page exclusive write-up, which is basically like an interview with me, the owner. You get 10 email blasts, you get one free printed issue, and you get your digital download, and you also get featured on the website. For businesses that are getting advertisement, we actually have a new website that's kind of like an umbrella company under Space Out Magazine, which is Space Business.
Mm-hmm.
They get added to this. They get the logo added to that website, and they get also added to the directory. And they also get pretty much, it's like they grow, because they're able to network with other businesses and take customers and clients from this business, and it's kind of just like they build. And it's only 99 cents for them to post up like a job posting instead of like Craigslist, where it's like $25. So it's big. We out here grinding seriously.
That's definitely what's up. Let's go to the hotline to get some more love. I see them with their hand up. 253-441. You're on the spot, on the grind, stepping your game up Saturdays. Holla at us.
Yeah, what's going down? I was this is G Trey from the Tech Town. And I was listening about people. He said Dog killed himself and his family, and they want to blame everybody on Obama. Basically, what I've been finding out is that a lot of us, and I'm going to say us because I ain't going to exclude nobody, but a lot of us are so used to pointing the finger that we forget to look in the mirror. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
Everybody knows life is hard. You know what I'm saying? And life is what meant to be easy. Life is hard. And to push fast forward in your life like he did was basically taking the easy way out. To put it, you know what I'm saying, politically correct, to be kind about it. Basically, he pushed fast forward on him and whoever else he took with him. And you know what I'm saying? Everybody want to scapegoat. Everybody want to point the finger. But whatever that man's for, like you said, whatever that man's issue was, he felt like he was finished with life. And he would have had to hit the eject button on his tape and go ahead and took himself out.
He should have stepped this game up Saturdays and went to Space Out magazine and read something. That's what he should have did.
Not everybody reading about him.
Yeah, not everybody reading about him. If he would have took the time out to go to www.spacedoutmagazine.com, you know, look at the sponsor league, subscribe, you know, World of Music, you know, all he had to do was just take some time out to get some meditation. Reading is meditation. It's so important for you to read. This is a good magazine to read. It's going to be dropping. Young Biggs, let us know when it's dropping and how we can get it ASAP, the physical copy, because I know we, and it's also going to be available online. So how do we go about doing so?
Well, as far as the physical copy in stores, it'll be in stores probably around the middle of November after we have the final say-so of how many copies have to be distributed. And as far as the digital, it'll be released on November the 1st. So, as far as the retail list, you can see the retail list and some local stores and small stores, like, on the website. You just click on the retail list tab, and a lot of other stores are going to be added. So, if you can't get it at the Walmart or the 7-Elevens, you might be able to get it at a clothing boutique or another gas station or something.
Okay.
So if we wanted to get this magazine in our store for the small businesses, who do we contact? How do we go about it to go ahead and order about 30 or 40 copies to get it on the shelf so we can start getting it out to the people?
Well, y'all can call the office, like, straight directly, and the number is 424-274-2283 between the hours of 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
That's definitely what's up. Young Biggs, we want to thank you for coming to Step Your Game Up Saturdays. You're more than welcome to come back anytime to Step Your Game Up Saturdays. You just got to pour your own Kool-Aid the next time. You willing to stay here on Step Your Game Up Saturdays and listen to us? We're about to go into another segment. We're going to be stepping our game up Saturdays. We want to know why. And, of course, me, Diva Ebony B, I am a queen. God has made me that way. And J-Big got a great topic of why are we not marrying our queens and why we're not getting married in the communities anymore. So we're going to go into a short music break, and after we come back, we're going to get right into it on Steppy Game of Saturdays with J-Big and Diva Ebony B. Big shout out to D-Slay from the D-Hour Show. We see you, baby. Let's go.
I dropped that body, baby. Famous loud to the narcotic here.
I dropped that body, body. Yeah. Don't make me body, body. Yeah. I got that shouty, shouty, pop it loud. I like your body. Yeah. We came to body, body. She came to body, body. Yeah. I got my psycho, baby. My psycho, baby. I dropped that body, body. Yeah. Don't make me body, body. Yeah. I got that shouty, shouty, pop it loud.
Come on, baby, to rock your body.
Smack me, that nigga. I am. They feeling
prison.
Listen, boy, I supposed to tell my little man that it's time to fuck niggas, my lord. God damn, oh, my lord's daughter that is time to kiss shit. What? These niggas straight lie. Man, not shit, boy. That's it, boy.
Yeah.
the black death. I had a shoulder through the flow, smooth like a mouse. Couldn't remember nothing, so I wrote blacked out. Houston, we have a problem, don't flow the lights out. Had writer's block, aka lyrics blocked out. Did it anyway, cash money and route. Pulled up at the show, but my view was blocked out. Crowds on my ride before I even hopped out. Cabin reinforced to keep them blocked out. Who's hot in the biz? Well, the truth is blocked out. The crew's making moves, so you dudes are blocked out. Flows East Coast, but the crowd is blocked out. The mic had a glitch, so some flows are blocked out. Dudes hot to try, sharp enough to catch trout. Don't bum rush the stage or you'll get blocked out. Who's bringing trouble had to get locked out. Who's rolling in numbers and packing our blocked out. Boys come to me, pass the mixtape out. Bouncers did work and had them dudes blocked out. I gave a boy my telly and said hit me at the house. But cuz couldn't reach me cuz dude was blocked out.
Wanna be thug, I block a block a block out. Came too late, had to pour the chalk out. Never voted once in your life, you block out. Dude beating up on your wife, you block out. Shorty pitch you on pause before you pulled your sock out. No condom, no sex means you get blocked out. No education, no job, you block out. On the prowl trying to steal and rob, you block out. Bomb strapped to your body, you block out. Knuckleheads trying to fight at my party, you block out. Not taking care of your kids, you block out. Did a crime, man, you doing the bid, you block out. Back in the day, if you wasn't white, you got blocked out. Now, if you said something racist, you get blocked out. Came through, blocked out, cleared the block out. Now, that's why you ignorant, get blocked out. Block out. You block out. You block out. Block out. Block out. You block out. You block out.
You block out. You
block out. You block out.
You block out.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
What it do? Yo, it's your kid, Jay Biggs, a.k.a. at Space Age J. You can follow me on Twitter, at Space Age J. Sounds exactly how you spell it, exactly how it sounds. Right now, we just got into music from a man, Money Meek. That was drop body on him. And,
Switch 2-2-5.
We got that, right after that, we followed up with Your Blocked Out.
Wireless. The number you dialed has.
Followed up with Your Blocked Out by Sunset Terrace. Y'all follow Sunset Terrace on at Sunset Terrace Music, T-E-R-R Music. On Twitter. Top of the show, we played Trash Cans by my man LK. Y'all follow him on Twitter at LK Music Online. And right after that, following that, we had Doubts by my man at Official AP. Y'all follow all these artists, get their music. Some real good stuff. And like I said before, if you not voting, man. You might, like Sunset Terrace say, you get blocked out. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You get blocked out if you're killing people, kill your family because you don't want to see Obama win the election. You get blocked out. Right now, let's get into our next segment. We're going to talk about the lack of marriage in our communities, y'all. Marriage is serious. I mean, it seems like, you know, if I could bring something to the forefront for a second, we talk about rapper Nas. Everyone knows Nas. You know Nas. I know Nas. We talk about rapper Nas and how he's, I think 50 Cent put it kind of eloquently. He said he's a sucker for love, you know, because he married Khalees. And a lot of people kind of feel that way, you know. A lot of people say Jay-Z fell off. He married Beyonce. And
I think marriage is becoming the exception to the norm. We're not trying to marry our women anymore, fellas. What's going on with that? You know, let's hear from some of the fellas. If you within the sound of my voice, man, let's hear from y'all. Call us up, 347-850-1521. Let's talk about marriage. Let's talk about what it is that we're not seeing in these women now that's making us not want to marry them. Or is it just that we out and about, you know, we having fun, we doing our thing, we living life, we making money. You know, what is it? You know, I want to hear from some of my, I want to hear some of the artists talk about this marriage thing. Steve, what's up? You got any, we got anybody, who's on the phone line?
We got G-Trey, we got Money Meek, we got Guru.
We got some men on here. Let's go.
We got a couple of men that's live in the building. We want to get their feedback from what they think about, you know, why we not marrying this. When, you know, marrying our men, I can't say we because I'm a woman.
We can't even say it.
I'm just going to sit back and fall back and see about this situation and what they opinion that they got. So everybody's line is open and anybody can jump in at any time.
Okay, well, I could, you know what I'm saying? This is G-Trey, you know, no matter what entertainment. I could speak from experience, you know what I'm saying? I'm a cat that I got married, you know what I'm saying, to my high school sweetheart. We was together for 10 years. I got married, and wound up 10 months after we got married, I ended up walking in on something nobody knows, no husband should walk in on his wife doing, you dig? It's not like, you know what I'm saying, a lot of cats out here still believe in love because, hey, if it wasn't for love, a lot of us wouldn't be here, whether it be love or lust, you know what I'm saying, unless you were born out of, you know what I'm saying, a violent act, then...
Mm-hmm.
There was some sort of love involved for any of us to really be here. So, and me speaking for myself, I was, 23 years old when I got married. So from 14 to 22 or 24, I was with the same woman, had three beautiful kids, you know what I'm saying? And I took that step. It didn't work out, you know? So,
can I ask you a question? I'm sorry, bro. Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead, bro.
Can I jump in there? I don't want to touch too much into that situation personally. You know, I appreciate you sharing that with us, brother, on live on this radio show. I just want to ask, would you say that has spoiled, kind of soiled your perception of it? You know what I mean? Like, you would never remarry and never do anything, you know, go there with a female ever again. Like, shying away from that now?
You know what? I'm not even finna lie about it, bro. For a while, it had me shying away from it, but human nature, that falling in love is a part of human nature. You gonna fall in love with something, whether it be a woman, you know what I'm saying? Whether it
right.
be a car, whether it be your music, you dig what I'm saying? You gonna fall in love with something.
Right.
Me, myself, personally, anybody that can go on YouTube and look up G-Trey, anything is possible. That'll tell you my life story that talks about, you know what I'm saying, the whole situation. And, you know, I guess I'll be one of them cats 50 call like Nas. I'm a sucker for love because that's really, I mean.
Hey, bro, ain't nothing wrong with that, bro.
Everybody get lonely. You going to be on top. You gonna be on top by yourself, or you gonna have a bunch of, you know what I'm saying, females out there trying to break your pockets, or females that won't come with you, you know what I'm saying?
Ain't nothing wrong with that, bro.
I'm in the kitchen cooking, I'm trying to chef up for a pot of cabbage. I'm looking for that female that can add some bacon to my cabbage, you know what I'm saying? I'm not looking for that one that's just not a bowl. I want to just take what I got and smash all, you know what I'm saying? When the fun stop coming in, the fun stop happening, and she smash on to the next cat. You know what I'm saying? It's like that, but it made me more cautious than anything. It made me look for what I missed the first time, and it made me a lot more cautious for anything else that I get into. You know what I'm saying? It made me aware, basically.
Right.
Yeah,
Go ahead, bro.
I just want to jump in and, you know, touch on this subject, man. It's something that everybody can relate to. I mean, the first thing that kind of comes to my mind as we discuss this topic is, are we actually afraid to fail in a marriage? Like, I've been married before. I was young when I got married. You know what I mean? And Yeah, that's really what stands out first because, I mean, if you fail at marriage, it could be costly, you know, depending on your status, you know, and depending on, like, how your emotional makeup is or whatever, like, you know. That's, I mean, nobody wants to fail, you know what I mean? So, like, since marriage is such a sacred thing and people, you know, have to understand the value of it, you know, it's definitely just real important to just weigh out and just do the right thing. If you just if you're gonna have a mate and you can have trust and you can have, you know, and you feel like you can build on, you know, not only a better life for your family, your kids, but, you know, build on like an overall spiritual foundation. If you can build on that with someone, then, you know, I would definitely, you know, take marriage and just study what you need to study as a couple. Like, you know, it should be a lot of open discussions about all types of things that go on in a marriage, you know, your in-laws, your friends, your health. I mean, there's a lot of issues that go in with it. And even if you haven't lived together, like with your mate, like if you decide to get married, then live together, you really got to take a look at that. Like, people got to understand what it's all about, man, and don't be afraid to fail. I mean, of course, money is always a definite issue when it comes to marriage. And my personal opinion is just I just want to be ready and be able to be a good provider. If I decide to get married again, those would have to be the definite criteria. I don't really want to just jump in and then you look at me like, wow, we married now and, I mean, that's really something that and I like what was just said about, hey, working together, and if everything is in the pot and you can build from there, I mean, by all means, man, I applaud marriage as a sacred thing, and that's how I look at it, and, you know.
Guru, if you don't mind me asking, you said you were married before. Do you mind sharing what age that you got married? When you got married to your person?
Now, I got married when I was 20. And it lasted 7 years. It lasted 7 years. No kids though. I had my child after I got married. You know, so I mean, a faithful cat. I mean, like, you could be faithful in the marriage and it still don't work out. I experienced that. And both parties being faithful was just, you know, I knew I wanted to, when we split up, it was just basically something that we just decided to do together. It wasn't no beef in, it wasn't no nothing other than that. It was just something we decided to, you know, I knew I was young. She happened to be a little bit older than me, but that really wasn't an issue either. It was just that my life was just taking a different turn at the time, and so was hers. And religion played a big part in it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, really, real talk, religion played a big part in it. But at this point, I mean, the best advice that I could give is always communicate if you get married, even before you get married, always communicate. Don't get mad and stay mad at a person if you sleep together with a person. It's definitely not wise. This is my personal advice. If you go to bed and don't kind of make amends for if y'all have a serious big argument and you wake up and you go on being mad for next week or 2 weeks, that's gonna kill your marriage. And since we talk about marriage, I'm just gonna say that. Sure that. Don't go to bed mad with your mate. Because when you wake up, how are you going to speak to that person? You know the cold shoulder was on both parties, the cold shoulder. You wake up with a cold shoulder. Next day, it's the same thing. That's just going to dissolve things. And you can't build like that.
Yeah.
That's really what I wanted to touch on, man. And that's why a lot of
that
stuff,
knowledge, man.
People don't take the high road.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Most definitely. You're right about that. We got more people on the call line who want to comment on this. Let's go ahead and go back to the call line. Everybody, line is open. 404-704-747. You're now live on Steppy Game of Saturdays with Space AJ, a.k.a. J Biggs and Diva Ebony B. You on the spot, on the ground. What you got for us?
Well, actually, this is Young Bank.
Oh, what's up, man? With you back again, man. What's going on, man?
Yay!
We need you to talk about marriage, man. We need you to talk about marriage. And Young Banks is our featured person for the evening, talking about Spaced Out Magazine. Young Banks is the owner and founder. For those who missed our earlier segment, Young Banks, what you think about this marriage thing, man? Like, you know, what's going on, man? We not marrying our women, you know. We rather had two girls in our bed right now, you know. Like, that's the thing right now, you know. What's going on?
Well, honestly, I think the community as a whole doesn't really have too many good examples. You know, because if you look at it, you got so many parents that's not there for the kids, so you only got one parent raising a child or something. So, I mean,
there you go. I got it. Go ahead, Young.
Young Banks, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, all right, bro. We got a little technical problem, a little technical difficulty. Go ahead. What were you saying?
Yeah, I was saying, you know, younger people, they don't really have that example like that, because you got so many parents who not there, so many parents that, you know, not together anymore. So when you look at that, what is a young person supposed to look up to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, man, let me speak on this for a second from my own personal experience, man. I grew up in a household like that. You know, my dad wasn't there. My mom, it was just my mom and me, you know what I mean? And that right there, it made me just want to do the opposite. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to have that for my children. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted the wife and the kids and the picket fence and the two dogs and one cat and a goldfish. Like, I wanted that. You know what I mean?
That's right.
That made me go the other way, you feel me?
Yeah.
I ain't following me like... Go ahead.
If I can say that for a minute, man, like you said, if you grew up in that household where there was only one parent, you know what I'm saying? I grew up in a household, my parents were together for 25 years.
Mm.
But on the same note, they weren't happy with each other. So whether you people...
I mean, I hear you. That's serious, bro.
I want to jump in real quick, man, and just say that... I don't want to leave this out. People like you just explained, they can take marriage as like what they experienced as they was growing up too. Like if they looked at what type of marriage their parents had, whether it was good or bad, that could influence their decision. Money could definitely influence your decision on being married. And it just happened to be like when I got married, Both of us had our own money, and we kind of put it together. And it was kind of crazy. I was a young cat with money, but I worked hard, and you know, it was just a different time. And you know, I really didn't. I valued my marriage not just because we had money, but it made things a lot easier. It made things a lot smoother. When we split up, we still had our own money, so it wasn't no problem of, okay, I didn't want this, I want that. I gave up a brand new car. Like, that was nothing because I didn't value my marriage like that. I just wanted something different in my life. The car didn't mean nothing. Like, you know, I was still paying for the car. I had another car, so it's not, it wasn't a fight, you know, because divorces can be very nasty, even if there's kids involved and if it's money involved, divorces can be very nasty. And that's, I think, a kind of a big factor for even our celebrities right now who have money and decide, well, I'm not getting married because you're not getting hacked. I mean, that's probably one of the biggest reasons that cats don't get married, because they don't want to look like a sucker after, you know, their wife take it to the cleaners or however that's looked at. I mean, that's a big, big influence on society with people that don't have money. I'm like, I'm not getting married for what? And then look at what happened to so-and-so, and they don't even got no money. So this is really what I'm saying. You really got to, like, top it up and, like, discuss with your mate the whole picture, like, you know, what
how people really feel about this thing, man. That's really what I wanted to touch on, man. Like, it really depends on your upbringing, too. It has a lot of effect, because the topic is, why aren't brothers marrying the women? And, I mean, I would like to dig into the statistics a little bit more to see our people. I mean, it's not just black people. They ain't just talk about black people. We'll talk about why people, statistically, how many marriages it is in the USA right now. Like, and we already know the divorce rate is high, but, yeah, I mean, this is a pretty good topic. And, yeah, my experience is, man, it's just stay focused, man. You got to pray up. You got to pray up when you marry.
Sure.
The family that prays together stays together. That's what I heard before,
sure.
And I believe in that.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely believe that's definitely true. I wanted to chime in on this right here and let everybody else get a chance to chime in before we take a music break. And I wanted to chime in from a woman's standpoint. And, you know, a woman wants a man to I'm going to say this, and it may sound racist, but it is what it is. Black women marry for love. White women marry for stability. And it's gotten to the point that a lot of women are saying, look, I didn't hold you down. I didn't tolerate it with all your growth and you growing out of what you thought you wanted to do. Now you realize you want to have a family and be a family man. You know, I need to be compensated. And it is correct. A lot of women out there are money hungry. And marriage is not just about what you have, what you can bring, what you got. Marriage is a commitment. It's a bond. It's a commitment. It's a bond under God. You get married, I would get married for God to be happy and to respect my marriage. I'm not marrying you because you got 200 thou, you got 200 mil in the bank, you look good, you lay it down in the bedroom. No, I want God to be pleased with our marriage. And a lot of women need to understand that. You want God to be pleased with your marriage. This is a communion. This is a unity that we coming together before God. You are satisfying the God of your understanding. This is the man that you're going to be with for the rest of your life. And I know a lot of you people out there see pastors who don't have wives and who not with nobody right now. And I want y'all to understand why they don't have wives or girlfriends, because God's word says, and it's said in the Bible, and y'all can correct me because I always stand for correction. The only way you are supposed to get a divorce is if you catch your mate cheating, committing adultery, or if they die. Now, if you catch your mate and you're not supposed to get remarried again unless your mate dies. And some of us, a lot of us, was like, well, what if we get lonely, Diva? You know what happens when we get lonely? What happens if I'm feeling some type of way? You know, I need love, too. We all need love, and that's when you need to step your game up and depend on God even more, because you see these pastors without wives, and this is why they don't have wives, because they're abiding by what God's word says and what it says in the Bible. Now, I'm not going to say that everything that the pastor preached, and I want y'all to realize this. I'm going to put this out here. Public service announcement. The pastor is the messenger. He is not to be worshipped or to be idolized. Ladies, when you go to church and the pastor up there saying, oh, if he a real man, he'll marry you, and if he a real man, if he love you, he'll marry you. Don't get caught up in that Christian in the pastor talk, because just because your man has not married you yet does not mean that he do not love you. Real talk. Because a lot I've seen is a lot of single mothers or a lot of women who are in relationships, they go to church, or some churches, and I'm not just putting it on just Christians, they go to church, and what happens is the pastor or the message divides the person. Me and this person, I came to church to get the word. I came to work to church to get healing. And now I'm hearing, oh, this man don't love me. He ain't a real man if he ain't married me yet. He could have been proposing to your ass tomorrow. And now you done went home and said, how?
you know, if you're a real man, if you go out of God's word, you will marry me. There's people out there getting married, don't even know why the heck they married. And marriages are unhappy. So there is a question, you know, why are our men not marrying our women no more? And I salute, I take my hat off to Nas for marrying Khaleesi, because like he said, people was playing him out like he was sucker for marrying Khaleesi. And Nas said, I wanted to make an honest woman out of her.
Exactly.
That's what I wanted to do.
If I could chime in, I bring up the Nas case and the Nas situation for the specific reason that he's probably the most notorious as far as I think the best way to put it is falling in love with quote unquote the wrong woman, like before Khaleesi was common. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Jay-Z may kind of put his life on blast with the Carmen situation, and then it was Khaleesi. And I just think that I was watching TV the other day, and I seen the Nas video for the song Bye Baby, and it's off his new album, Life is Good. Go check that out if y'all don't have that. That's a real good
Life
album. It's a real hip-hop album. And basically, I mean, my point is, like, in that song, he gets into describing, you know, how everything was with Khaleesi. Like, you know, he married her because he was more afraid of God than he was of man criticizing her. And I was like, that's some real stuff that I need everyone in the sound of my voice to really to understand that. You know, if you love that woman, if you feel that marriage is in your heart, go marry that woman. Don't care. Don't matter what your man say. Don't matter what your boy say. You're not sleeping with your boy at the end of the day. You're sleeping with your woman. You see what I'm saying? Real talk. You're sleeping with your girl, and that's God. At the end of the day, that's God. You know, you disrespecting God. You know, you worry more about what your man think than what God say. You know what I mean? And it's real. That's real out here, man. It's real. And I appreciate everybody, you know, for speaking on the marriage topic. You know what I mean? It's a touchy subject. It's a little hot in here. It's real hot in here. Beaver getting a little steamed over there.
It's all right. We need to understand why our men are not marrying our women. And I've got a complete, you know, not a complete, but some of an understanding of why. And it's making a lot of sense. You know, let's go ahead and take a short break. I got this song right here called Cherry Wine featuring Amy Winehouse from the new
album, Life is Good.
You make sure you check out the album. You're now tuning live to Steffi Game of Saturdays with host Jay Biggs, co-host Diva Ebony B. We're going to turn it out one more time when we come back from the short music break. This is Nas right here, Cherry Wine. Let's go.
Someone to talk me off the bridge any day or night. She teach me how to live, she ain't afraid of life. Not easily impressed with the rich and famous life, cause she done been there and heard all the rumors before. She love art, she ride out with me on my music tour. She like the herbs, natural medicine, she cooking good. She tell me everything is cool when they ain't looking good. For real, the world's so ill. Yo, I want a girl so real, who not after material wealth but get dope still. Or maybe an educator, a lady with etiquette, who could be from out the hood or either work for the president, as long as there's no selfishness. Yes, as long as her love for the people is deep-rooted and evident, you could be easily recruited, your heaven sent. Your smile put me at ease, you the woman I need, but where is she?
Where is he? The man who is just
somewhere
I can stay. Where is he? The man who is just like
of my lifestyle's perception. If ain't my personal life out of the question, what are they expecting? I be trying to reply them. They never suppose I get my quiet timing. They think forever I'm rolling in dough, swimming in a pool of cash. God, wouldn't they know? Am I a fool of ass? I'm well known. Got people coming at me mad. I had to tell homes I don't keep a cell phone. My bad, I drag off the L and try to silence it. The noise in my head, the curse of the talented. Strong communicator, vagabond, I gallivant around the equator. And that would get me off the radar. It's so intense. I'm on my Lilo and Stitch. Pour my Pinot Grigio crisp with some lime. With this, an immaculate version of me and my bitch. My baby, with all respect, cause you the only one who gets me. Everything's good, everything's fine. Yeah, yeah, we bring it every time. Yeah, pour a little cherry wine. Yeah, hey yo, Salon. Yeah, I think they know the time. Everything's good, everything's fine. Yeah, you pour a little cherry wine. Yeah, life is good. Life is good. Yeah, life is good. No matter what, life is good. Life is good. Life is good. Yeah, life is good. No matter what, life is good.
Now every day.
Make it rain, yeah, rain, yeah. And I ain't
nothing up until tomorrow morning.
Your back blown, your spine crack. It rains so much, you got a flood warning. Forecast says love storming. Raining just like Washington. Before tonight, Southern California. I started out up under that. Round two, I hit it from the back. I put you up in front of that. Then grab your waist while your thunder clapping. My lightning strike. Doing it till the sunrise. Roll around, cuddled up, exhausted, tongue tied.
Baby, let me make you. Wanna go deeper than I've ever been. Baby, sweet baby, got me begging for your rain again. Oh, love on you, you put your love on me. Open up your skies and let the rain go green. Let it flood on me, I'll put this love on you. In the morning I'll be the grass, you'll be the dew. What you trying to do? Baby, the weather's kinda stormy. And I'm feeling kinda horny. Oh, yeah. I know that you like it. So tell me how bad you want it. So I can make you rain. Oh, rain. Oh, rain. Oh, yeah. So I can make you rain. Rain. And I ain't letting up until tomorrow morning. Baby, the weather's kinda stormy. Kind of and I'm feeling kind of horny. I know that you like it. So tell me how bad you want it, so I can make you rain. Oh, rain, oh, rain, girl, yeah. So I can make you rain, rain. And I ain't letting up until tomorrow morning.
Jay Biggs. That was me, Tony Lyric, and my boy Dope Ass Music. Shout out to at Dope Ass Music. That was our song Make You Rain. You can follow me on Twitter at Space Age J. Tony Lyrics is at Tony Lyrics ESR. The song previous to that was of course Nas featuring Amy Winehouse. The song is Cherry Wine off of Nas's new album Life Is Good. And while we speaking on Nas, man, I just want to say one thing, man. You know what I mean? I'm by no stretch of the imagination do I not like 2 Chainz as an artist. You know what I mean? I respect everybody in the game. I respect everybody's hustle. There's no way on God's green earth 2 Chainz should be outselling Nas right now. Y'all need to get it together. Need to get out here and support Nas. Need to support real hip hop. Money Meek is on the line. Money Meek, we heard from Money Meek early on the song, Drop a Body on Him. Money Meek, what's up? What's going on, man? We want to speak on this marriage topic.
What's good with you, D-Man, K-Dig? Most definitely, man. You know, I just want to say something real quick. I got to go run over to this interview. You know, I think when people get married, it is something sacred, it's something special. That's forever, man. You know, once you tie that, them words in front of God himself, you know, from all the books, whatever religion you is, you always making the right choice. I came from marriage myself, you know, of a 30-year marriage, you know, my mom and my dad. And I also was on my way to get married, too, at 17. You know what I'm saying? You know, I was engaged. We had 2 cars, nice big house. You know, I was one of them dudes, like dudes said, young, getting it. You know what I mean? That's how I'm on my independent label now. It didn't work out. I blame myself in some aspects because the reason why we did fall apart is I had to do a little time, you know. So, but I also blame her too, because she should have been a strong enough woman to withstand that time. But for the most part, I think it's really based on a woman, as far as a relationship, as far as a marriage, as far as period. Men, you got to know that women choose you. You can talk all that slick stuff, this, that. Your lady is telling you just as fast as you met her. So take that in, man. You got to know your woman, man. It's the woman that you're dealing with. And once you come to that, you really know that's the right one, because she's not going to turn on you in a situation. She's going to turn on you because you ain't got no money. She's going to turn on you because ain't no bills to pay. You know, if you want to ride out, you want to ride out. That's to the death right there. My mom and my dad were going through it to the death. They didn't broke all types of mountains, still going. six kids, you know what I mean? Two of my sisters in college, you know, unfortunately, her son, her oldest boy, didn't got it together now. You know, I got away from the streets, you know, I'm doing the music thing. So that's where you got to start from, man. Know your woman, man. You know what I'm saying? Know your woman. And another thing I just want to say briefly because I got to go. You know, once a man do decide to marry a girl, he's basically serious. Now, once the guy wind up doing something after that, you know, as far as cheating or whatnot, please understand women, you know, something that he was lacking in that relationship. Once a dude claims you as his wife, you're basically wifey. See what I'm saying? And he really loves you, man. He would go to distance. When I say go to distance, men have power, whether we know it or not. And if we say it's not going down in this room, if we say it ain't going down in this room, then it ain't going down. If we say we're going to murder everybody in this room, it's going down. So, men, just understand that the powers that you have, you try to use them in the right way, and, you know, love is forever, man. That sounds sacred, man. People need to just stop abusing that period. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's all I want to do. Diva, good looking out, Diva. I'm going to get with you. I'll be there for next Friday. Y'all take it easy tonight. Money Mint.
All right.
Appreciate that,
shout
Money
out,
Mint, for coming through and dropping that jewel. I wanted to, 972, we see you. We about to get to you. But we got, you know, Dino. Dino is live in the chat room, and I wanted to read his comment. He said, experience, I was taught that a man has to be established before a female will consider marrying them. Marriage is a forever thing, not to be taken lightly. But that has been a huge gap in the teaching to young brothers and what it means to get or be married. I've been married for 13 years, and I'll tell you, at the time I got married, I never thought she would be around this long. When I got married, I had nothing. So, you know, Dino, we definitely appreciate you for, you know, commenting on that and coming in, and we got more people, you know, want to comment on this. We got 972-824, dope-ass music. Holla at us, man.
What
it is, bro? What's good? Dope ass. Oh, what it do? It's your boy. No ass music. No answers.
No
answers. No Mr. Google Bull. Team No Filter. West Coast Barriers. And what it do, Diva? What it do? Jay Biggs
is Space Age J, man. We on Step Your Game Up Saturdays tonight, man. That thing right there, that first of all, I got to commend my man Dope Ass Music for that hot track. You know, me and my boy Tony Lyrics. You know, laced up with that Make You Rain. We trying to promote good R&B, you know what I mean? Not this, I ain't saying no names, but this garbage that they put out here now and what.
I'll say it.
And we'll go ahead and say it, because he's just outspoken. I'm trying to keep the peace.
That's all right. We can keep the peace, but there is some garbage that's being put out there, atmosphere, Trey Songz. You're putting garbage out. Yes, I'll say it till you Trey Songz. I don't care, long hair, I don't care. Trey Songz, you're putting garbage out. You're a great artist, but the neighbors don't know your name. My neighbor don't know your name, Trey Songz. Who else we got out there that's putting garbage out there that's trying to, Tiger. No, Tiger from Cash Money, you're putting garbage out there. Nobody wants to make it nasty, ho, and drop it low. No, Tiger, yes, Diva Ebony B says it. Back to you, J.B.
Back to dope ass music, cause I'm not gonna speak on that. I'm happy to be here. Dope ass music. What's going on? What's popping with you?
Man, you know what I mean? I was on the radio show, you know what I'm saying? And I seen the tweeter. I was like, oh, okay, hold on. Let me support my man, JB, on his show. You know, I always got to support Diva. You know, I call in Fridays faithfully. You know what I'm saying? Well, let me support my man, Jay Biggs. You know what I mean? And salute to Jay Biggs, you know, for reaching out to me, for getting on the first official dope-ass music mixtape. You know what I mean? And, you know, that song with Hamburgers, and it's crazy because for a brother to pick an R&B track and lace a nice LL Cool J, I Need Love, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Voice, you know what I mean? That was phenomenal, you know what I mean? Because I actually made that beat for an R&B singer, so salute to him, you know. And
I want
to
thank you both for that song, for the beat and how it was so sensual, and the rain falls, and how Jay Biggs came on. I was like, I didn't have to do that for you, but I wanted to. Men,
this is what we want to hear. This is how we, not just what we want to hear, how we want to be treated, because I care for you. This is why I wanted to do it. What's up with men thinking that, you know, it's soft to say, baby, I did this for you because I care for you. At 202, I see you, I'm about to get to you. I care for you. I love you. I ain't have to do it, but I wanted to do this to you. If you really want some loyalty out of a woman, all you got is one of the things out of a million is say, I did this for you because I love you and I care for you and I wanted to do this. You are special to me. That's all I'm saying.
And he was getting his Orange Juice Jones on the beginning. I was
yes,
like,
he
oh, he's getting his Orange Juice Jones. You know what I mean?
I mean, you know, we got some female fans. We got to address them sometimes. You know, they not getting it from their man, so we got to do something about that, man. You know,
that sucks, too, because we ain't getting it for our men, and we got to listen to a CD. We got 202 on the line, Jay Biggs. Whenever you want to open them up.
I just want, if I could take a second, I just want to put this out there. You know, we are shooting a video for the Make You Rain song. It's going down, you know, October the 20th. We shooting that. So, you know, we gonna be working, and we're going to come back and do the show later on that night. So, y'all stay tuned. You know, we doing some things. But, while I got dope-ass on the line, man, what you think about marriage, bro? Like, what's going on? We not marrying our sisters, man. We not making no queens and princesses no more. We making sluts and hoes and, you know, bottom feeders and
straggers. And bottom bitches. I say it, bottom bitches.
You already know.
My bottom bitches.
You already know. I got something for you.
They can't say it. I can say it.
I got something for this.
Go ahead, bro.
I got something for this. I was married for 10 years, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And when I got married, I got married for the wrong reason, but I still got married. And the reason why I initially got married is because, you know, she had my son, my firstborn, and I did love her, and I wanted to take care of her in the way that I was raised. Cause, you know, of course, I was raised, you know, like most brothers, you know what I'm saying, with some type of sensitivity or understanding, you know, because I was raised in the church. So, you know, but I married for the wrong reasons because of a kid. Now, I did love her. She did love me, but we got married for the wrong reason. After about 10 years, you know, you change in 10 years and you realize, you know what, we're just growing apart. And instead of just holding on for the kids, I got a divorce. You know what I'm saying? But it was a mutual understanding. Yeah, she was a little bitter because, you know, she wasn't going to have the same lifestyle she was going to continue to have because, you know, when I married my wife, it was like, I'm going to take care of you as if, you know, that's what a man is supposed to do. So, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
If I got a new car, she got a new car. You know what I'm saying? If I got new clothes, she got new clothes. You know what I'm saying? You don't worry about the rent, you worry about the house, and I worry about the bills. You know what I mean? So, but brothers aren't being raised like that nowadays because most brothers are being raised by women. And as now from my psychology class, and this is from, you know, what I learned.
Drop some knowledge on them.
It's women, they love their sons, but they raise their daughters. So most brothers, when they're growing up, you know what I'm saying, they're being coddled by their mother instead of being raised by their mother. So their perception of women, especially if your mama's saying she's a bad bitch, shout out to Nas. And shout out to Lupe Fiasco, you know what I'm saying, for
Lupe,
that song
yeah.
Daughter. And shout out for Lupe Fiasco for Bad Bitches, you know what I'm saying. That's how your son's going to grow up. And then a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, brothers, they don't respect these females because the females don't respect themselves. You got to present yourself as a queen in order for you to be treated like a queen. So quit taking them bathroom shots and then putting them on Facebook or tagged or MySpace. And they wonder why you're not being respected by these brothers on these sites. You know what I'm saying? Quit carrying yourself like less than a queen in public. You know what I'm saying? Quit picking up them dollars off the floor, off the pole, and wonder why you can't find a good man. You know, this is from your boy, Dope Ass Music. You want to find a quality man, you got to be a quality woman. You know what I'm saying? And women, quit picking these low-budget, bottom-feeding brothers and wonder why, you know what I'm saying?
Blood sucking leeches.
And wonder why.
Blood sucking leeches. It makes a lot of sense, what you just said.
We want to bring 202 in, but it makes
yeah,
it. If you want to get a quality man, you need to be a quality mama. 202, come on in, 202.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, man? It's your boy, Tony Lyrics. What's going on?
Hey, Tony Lyrics, the trifecta. That's what's up, man. Yeah, we just played that Make You Rain joint. So shout out to Tony Lyrics. Everybody follow him on Twitter, Tony Lyrics, ESR. And
I know
my man, Dope Ass Music is at Dope Ass AZZMUZIK. No C's, no S's. You feel me?
It's funny because when I called in,
let's
get to Tony Lyrics. What you think, bro? I mean, what's going on, man? What you think about this marriage thing, man? This marriage epidemic that these artists, man, is killing us out here with, man. Not trying.
Man, I think a lot of that has to fall on TV. You know, the media. I think the way they portray it is like, you know, marriage ain't cool anymore. It's how many women you can have or how many dudes you can bag or whatever, you know? So it's like it's poisoning the minds of these women and men out here and for the younger ones coming up. Because when they get older, you know, whatever's out now, they're going to think, okay, that's how I'm supposed to live. That's how I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to shack up with this dude or whatever, have a bunch of kids, don't be married. You know what I'm saying? It's just like it's the way that TV and the media is making it, and I think that it's sad that they're doing that because they're ruining everything, you know? And it's like, you know, and another thing is these shows, like Divorce Court, you're supposed to be dragging on in the court, getting all these divorces and running back in, married again, you know? When you say you want to marry this person and you coming for God, you know, that's the person you're supposed to ride out with, thick and thin, you know, good or bad, you know? And I think it's just, you know, it ain't like it used to be back in the day, you know. That's not old saying that, but back in the day, you know, people back then, I think, had a better mindset for marriage and understood what it took to make it work, you know.
I agree, bro. I agree 100%, man. You say back in the day, you like, man, you still wet behind the ears, ain't you? You come on back in the day, man.
Don't be hating on him because he's young. Hold on. I got your back, Tony. Don't be talking about, you know, because they're young. They ain't dumb. They know what's going on right here, and we need to adapt some of the qualities and the standards of the people who came before us, you know, to respect your man, your king.
Right.
I mean, let me correct that. Respect your king. Respect your queen. My belief and my upbringing is the man is to provide, protect, and present new opportunities. The woman is to nurture, is to understand, is to encourage. You know, this is some of the things that we are supposed to do. Do we do them all the time? Do I do them all the time? No, but praying together. I'm going to tell y'all something about praying together. And reading the word, I got my woman's Bible. When I wake up in the morning, wash my face, brush my teeth, before I feed my physical body, I feed my spirit. And I pass, I will read it one day because it's 5 days a week here. It got a 5 day, and it goes by 12 months. Thank you, God. But I will read a word, but I would pass this woman's Bible to my man and say, baby, let's read the word. You know, before I talk about Lil Wayne, before I talk about the show, before I eat, before we do breakfast, get the coffee. This is what I need to feed. Ladies, encourage your man because Jay Big said something very important to me. And we got about 5 minutes left before we get out of here. I'm going to be real quick. And especially when you having a mate. If your man or woman is not of God, why do you expect godly things out of them? And if you're not...
If they're not,
that's okay. Encourage them. You be the example. The same way that you can pass that man a plate with steak, cheddar mashed potatoes, collard greens, and pinto beans, pass them the word.
I'm hungry.
You need to eat this too because not only am I feeding you in the physical, I'm feeding your spirit, and if me and you going to be together in this house, in this bed, in these bills, we need to read the word together. And that's just
real. Talk.
Real
talk. I'm going
to throw it over to you, J-Biggs, and I'm going to shut up.
That's good.
She's going to call Rick.
That's a tough act to follow, man. That's a tough little act to follow, man. I just want to thank everybody who called in today. Tony Lyrics, Dope Ass Music. We have Future Guru on here. Anybody who wants to get their music played on our show right here, just send your MP3s to submissions2sugu@gmail.com. Get your music played. We playing nothing but we playing hot independent music on here, man. It's a good show, you know. Get your music played on here. Shout out to Spaced Out Magazine, The Real Young Banks. Go support that, man. Go to spacedoutmagazine.com. Shout out to Future Guru. Sunset Terrace, @SunsetTerr Music. Check them out. They got a new album out, Sunrise. Double disc. Two discs. People don't do double disc albums anymore. It's a 2-disc album, 29 tracks. Go check that out. Let's go support Nas and Life Is Good, man. Let's help Nas outsell 2 Chainz, man, for real. Shout out to 2 Chainz, man, but there's no reason why 2 Chainz should be outselling Nas right now, man. Real talk. That's about it, man. I just want to thank everybody, and be sure to come back next week. Next week, oh, wow, we're going to have something real special for y'all, a presidential debate. You know what I mean? For those who have not registered to vote, go register. And for those who have registered, make sure you put your vote down. We don't want mittens in the office. We do not want mittens in the office. We want Barack Obama in the office. We do not want to see no mittens and his $250,000 a year is middle class. And we don't want that. Shout out to Diesel, @IHateDiesel, and all my supporters. And shout out to D'Vabney B.
I most definitely appreciate that. We about to get out of here with some spoken words, and then we're going to get out of here with some L. Vern refill. This spoken word right here is by Eddie Hoke, and it's off his Cereal for Breakfast album, and it's called Death to the Ego. Let's get into it right now.
Let's go.
Death to the ego. The Lord giveth and the Lord repose. Vain poets need to switch positions with the DOC to where their voices leak cold. Weak souls do not know how to appreciate the true value of this diamond. Speech, poetry. You were her first love. You broke her heart after her hymen. Shh, be quiet. This shit right here is a calling. God's given gift. Get off your mirror's tit. Malnutrition in your purpose with the unpasteurization of me. The text says that you know a tree by the fruit that it bears. There's nothing dope about a broken record. Your produce smells rotten, nauseating in the air. Pure poets don't write for rewinds. Damn, we heard you the first time. A commercialized poet. The Jews would love you. You need to link up with Puffy, gyrating in that shiny-ass suit. And I can't stand it when guest poets come through expecting us to roll out the red carpet. Shitting on those who grace the mic for the first time. Your words are clean, but your air is ugly. And I don't feel you, so personally, I think your poetry is garbage. We're supposed to sow seeds, not weeds choking the harvest in their season of spring. The high-minded can't reach the people from the mountain. Please silence the fuck up, talking loud and saying nothing. Just be careful on the way you tread around me. I am a poet, but I do have the heart of an MC. You done fucked up and pressed the right button, breaking the seal of this tortured soul's lost scroll. And when Ed gives the nod, I climb up to that mountain and sacrifice you to the poetry gods. Chill the kill switch, then return back to thy village. Death to the ego, death to my ego. It ain't always about you, Cain, it's about the people. We don't thirst for fame. We eat the same meat we preach. Or lose our anointing, bursting into flames. I do this for a reason. This poetry shit to me is not a game. Honor this art form, and your gift and spirit will provide the wealth. The same ones who stroke your ego will be the same ones to put that ass on the shelf. There's no need to kill the messenger, but the messenger had already killed themselves.
Girl, that's a bar who's been there too long. Can't stand up. I should be gone, but I just can't get enough. Yeah, humbling, giggling to the edge. Ever I get alive.
Career third. We out of here.